Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
Get his ass. I fuck his bitch, then I pass her off. We dish a rock, I like basketball. Niggas cold pussy, be acting hard. Slide on your block, cause a massacre. Can't kick it, I don't know karate. Just looking, keep giving me sloppy. Move Winnie, they calling me Bobby. Cup Bravo, they slime and Johnny's. I used to trap, but they bleach. Cash, credit, we even take Visa. Shoot a pop out, yeah, they get the squeezing. No fucks if he died, that nigga was reaching. They jogging my swag, I'm they teaching. But getting his back, I can't teach him. Trap jumping, they blow up my beat, but they calling for fire. My nigga come creeping, they scored on my homie. Send niggas to meet them. They know we cannot break even. They know they fought with some demons. They know my niggas so scheming. We knock them down like dominoes. I fuck his bitch, then it's adios. No, we not cuffing, you gotta go. But they don't know I got lots of hoes. She know we get to the racks. She think she getting a check.
You ain't get no check, baby. You ain't get no check, man. That's YNG Cheese, man. Let's play ball, man. Listen, man, you're now tuned into me. $1 million worth of game. I'm Wallow 267. This right here, Gilly the Nut. That's over there, our producer, Dev Nasty, a.k.a. of the Nasty Boys.
You know not to introduce him, bro.
Back up. All right, I'll take that back. All right, I'll take it back.
Can you do it again?
I'll take it back.
Start this shit over.
No, I'm not starting over.
Start this shit over.
You use the nut. I'm not starting over.
Start this shit over.
I'm going to give you a dab and I'm going to leave it alone.
Start this shit over.
I'm going to dab it up.
Okay, just know you don't start this shit over. You're going to be, I'm going to slap it the fuck up. Right in the back of your fucking head right while you talking. Story from the cell.
Listen, don't slap nothing up. Don't slap nothing up.
Fucking left hand from
hell. You know what? I'm going to be the bigger person. Listen, this is Gilly the King.
Wait, no. Don't introduce
that's
me.
The whole
what the
thing
fuck are you talking about?
Listen.
The fuck
I'm trying
you
to be the bigger
about?
Person.
You keep acting
kids
like
kids are watching this.
You keep
I'm
acting
to show,
like
we get agree to disagree. Conflict resolution.
We motherfucking.
All right, I'm not gonna say it. Go ahead.
Or Kelly and public announcement 267. Or something.
I'm Wallow 267.
I'm Gilly the King.
All right, all
you
this,
introduce Dev, nigga.
Hey,
and the nasty one.
No. All this is kids. Don't let ego get
Devin's
you.
Devin's Rodman.
This was all about ego.
It was. Devin's what, Rodman.
Devin's Rodman.
But ain't it kind of a bigger ego boost for him to call you the king? He said Gilly the King out of his mouth.
No.
Dirty Dev Nasty.
Dirty one.
I'm filthy. Filthy Dev, a.k.a. Vicious Titty Boy. He Vicious Titty Boy all the ones that age.
Nigga did it 40 years old. He was doing some titties.
When he was a kid. When he was a kid, everybody going to Kitty City. Mom, can we go to Titty Cities? I want to go to Titty City.
It was Apollonia's titties in that movie.
Titties at 40.
Oh,
he went to,
yeah. Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Listen, don't listen.
You suck titties.
Yo, listen.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It ain't.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Oh, do you see what you find out? So
nigga suck titties.
Like, who knows? She like this.
No, she not.
Nah.
She go crazy. My whole thing is this.
She like, will you stop playing to get to the ass?
This is my whole thing is like this, man.
You lick the titty, I want you to lick the shitty.
Hey, but that ain't no problem.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Let's get to me and Oswald for game.
Me.
That weak ass.
That was the baby joint. I couldn't do the long one because the long one at the beginning.
Paul. So you want me? April. V.
Gina.
Put it.
Tootie.
Let's leave Tootie out of this.
Nah.
Go ahead.
They put a private investigator on us.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm good. That's cool. Whistle. I'm good.
Hold on. Right? They found out some real vicious things.
Vicious? Like, what's vicious?
They found out that
April finds out that Waller was at the Econo Lodge up the boulevard.
He knows all the filthy spots. The spots that the she's
$40 a short stay when you're going 2 hours.
When you go in there with the light, the chemical light,
V finds out.
The whole light went up, the semen all over the joint. You want the door,
look like everything, a crime lamp,
the TV is a crime. You like that joint up, it's semen. It's just a semen palace. You got semen all over this joint. Wow. That type of hotel. He functioned them joints.
And
they got nice rooms. They got good breakfast too.
V find out that
he was up the lodge.
No, he was at the Red Roof Inn on 38. Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And he was blazing buns, right?
Come on.
And she's, I'm talking about our women is fucking, I'm talking about, pissed ain't even a word. I'm talking about, they so motherfucking mad, they could break a brick and drown a fish. You feel what I'm saying? Like, they on fire. Yeah, I mean, my fucking Lloyd Banks first single, Up in His, you can turn it up, she on fire. Yeah.
All this like,
you walk in, she's sitting on the bed, motherfucking rage in her face. She pull that gun out and say, listen, nigga, you're getting shot today.
She pull the gun out.
Hold on.
Baby, I wasn't me. Please don't do this shit.
Oh, no. She already got the receipt.
Baby, I said, she like, get off your knees,
nigga. She like, get off your knees, nigga.
Please. All the guys, please help me. All the guys, please. Please, baby, don't do this. I'm telling you, I'm going to get it right. I'm going to go there.
She like, get off your knees. Did I tell you get off your knees,
pussy? I'm going to go to AA.
You wasn't saying, you wasn't praying to all the guys.
Hit me in my head with the gun.
You wasn't praying to all the guys.
Don't shoot me.
You wasn't praying to all the guys when you was at the Econo Lodge.
Go ahead, open my
head. Was you praying to all the guys when you was at the Econo Lodge?
And then listen, and then when I go out, I'm gonna play dead. I'm gonna play like I passed out. I'm gonna slide right that bed. That's gonna alleviate her shooting.
No, I know April. She gonna say, "Get the fuck up." Pussy, don't nobody believe that shit. So listen,
he gonna try to disarm his girl.
She pull out that strap.
No, please.
Listen, don't she do tell it. You? You getting shot today, nigga?
No, she.
But you get to choose where you getting shot.
Come on, man.
No,
do you want it? She said, "Do you want it in your motherfucking knee? Do you want it in your foot, or do you want me to shoot you in your ass, nigga?
Knee.
Which one you picking?
Oh no, that's too easy. Stomach, ass, or foot? Stomach, ass, or kneecap? No, you got all these four to pick. Stomach." Ass, kneecap, or foot.
But which one y'all picking?
Which you picking?
One thing's for sure, two things. I know which one I'm definitely not picking.
I'm picking feet. I'm picking the foot.
You crazy as shit.
I'm picking foot, dog.
You crazy as shit. Two ain't shooting me in my walkers. Fuck what you talking about. Two can't shoot the walkers.
What?
You're fucking walkers.
Nigga, that's like something somebody said in 1913.
He shot me in me walkers.
His name gonna be Gilly Kickout, because every time he walk, his foot gonna kick out. He gonna be like this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She can't shoot a nigga in his walkers.
Walking.
Like, shoot me in my Herschel walkers. She blow my Herschel walkers off. Oh,
that's a good
joke.
Imagine what half of your foot just come off.
No, because listen, even if she missed, your foot is like all bone. Like,
oh, my God.
So even if she going to shatter the bone in your fucking foot, like, you going to be fucked up. You going to be, you not going to.
No,
you
had to shoot me in the ass. Because you know what?
So you like shot in the ass?
No.
He said that too. He said that too loud and quick. Shoot me in the ass,
Spice T.
Listen,
Spice Cube.
You get shot in your stomach, you don't know what can happen.
That's death, right? Impossible.
That's death. Your kneecap? How you gonna get shot in the kneecap?
Knee is worse than the fucking foot, dog.
Oh my lord!
The kneecap. She bang, boom, you might be done.
That's your walker for real.
Yeah, she might have to shoot me in my ass too. That's all flesh,
see,
no bone.
See? So, because listen, you can sit on, you can sleep on one cheek. You can sit down on one cheek, you go to sit down.
What if she shoots you in one and go through both your bones?
It's like you got them pierced.
So he talking about, they call that a cheek travel. So if you travel through tree, you turn your cheeks into expressway. Shoot through that. I mean, that's crazy.
Piercing your ass cheeks is crazy, my nigga.
Your ass cheeks.
It's like, nah.
Then, how does she talk to you after she shoots you in your ass? Shut the fuck up, nigga. Nah. Shut up.
But listen, I mean, you know what would be the fucked up part about it? you niggas will take your woman back.
Hold on, first of all, I'm still trying to figure this out. How do you ride to the hospital? Like, no, your listen, ass, you got to lay on your stomach. No, like, you got shot in your ass.
I'm not going to have to worry about none of that, because you know why? After she pistol whipped me with the gun, I'm playing dead. And I might go into seizure mode.
None of your martial arts techniques is going to work for seizure mode.
He do all he told, all his martial arts shit. Why you ain't take the gun from him?
No, it's a little different.
Stop playing with that shit.
It's passion. It's passion. That anger, but she might.
And then what's so crazy is that April really dust him off.
No, but listen, she'll
dust him off, right? And then call up her assistant while he's laying there dead on the floor. She call her assistant over, he come over, choke the shit out of her real quick. She be laying there. She got the marks around her neck. Can you see him? She be like, can you see him? Yeah, I see all the marks. All right, get out.
Some Baltimore shit.
She be laying there with the gun while laying on the floor. I didn't mean to do it, but he choked me.
What the police going to say?
They go, what? They going to write in. They going to see the marks on the neck. Pussy. Yep.
They going to look at your criminal record. They going to be like, he was on parole.
They going to look right. Oh, my God.
They going to be like, he was on parole in 2048.
What? So they, case closed.
I'll give it a two.
They going to say, nigga on parole to 2048, mm-hmm. on case closed.
No, but what if you walk in the room and it's taped out in plastic, like all the plastic is laid out like.
No, that's way worse. Because now she about to put you one of them bandos on the wire. She going to put you one of those.
Right now, Baltimore, you already got all the bandos. You know what's crazy? She always showed me them joints. Like, we'd be driving to Baltimore, she'd be like, you see that? Like, yeah, this is Bandit Jones.
She about to own them,
like,
Jones.
No, fuck owning them. She'd be like, yeah, it's a lot of stuff, you know, all type of stuff happen. You ever see the wire? I said, no. That's why she asked me if I ever seen the wire. Was that like a threat?
Yeah.
Because we ride past these bandos, she'd be like, yeah, all type of stuff happening now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Top 5 chicks on Instagram.
What?
Top 5 chicks on Instagram. Who think is the baddest chicks. Who's the top 5?
Oh, that's crazy.
Disclaimer. Like
he trying to line somebody up.
No, because you tried to line him up. Now he's lining niggas up.
Hold on. You saying, no, say that question again.
The top 5 baddest chicks on IG.
Okay, that's easy for me.
You know? Oh,
niggas.
Niggas going to name girls.
He can't name nobody. I got five. It's only looking
and acknowledging Gina like Idris Elba. She like Adam Levine.
She like Memphis Bleek.
I don't care.
Listen, I'm just saying this.
I don't care.
I'm just saying this.
So what you about to say?
On some real stuff, like, this is the question that I think all men can answer. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid, because it's Instagram, but it's all about what you see and how you see it. Can y'all ready for my top 5?
I already know what your top 5 is.
All right, listen, my top five, number one, April.
We already know that.
Number two, April Keisha. Number three, April Ebony. Number three, April Monica. And number four, April Tammy. And it's different levels to April. You see what I'm saying? And I see different people when I look on a page. Y'all might say, Listen.
Both y'all niggas.
Nut ass niggas.
Both y'all niggas.
Fucking mic.
Both
nut ass
niggas. Both y'all niggas is soft.
Go ahead. Give your 5 up. Give your 5.
Nah, you go.
He got you. No,
go ahead.
Niggas been lining me up every episode.
He lied to you up. He's a nut ass nigga.
You just talked. Hold on. First off, you just talked.
Wait.
You just talked about our girl shooting. He primed the canvas. Name 5 bad bitches on Instagram. What?
Going Devin's on you. It's on you. The dirty Devin. He trying to hype shit up and he wants.
Yeah, like, come
go ahead,
on, man.
What's the top 5?
All right, so listen. I'm a do mine.
He ain't shit.
I'm a do mine in a proper way.
Right, because he's a nut ass nigga. April.
No, it's different April.
I deal with different levels of April. There's only one fucking April, nigga.
That April that'll shoot me is different from the April that make my food. They different people.
Yeah, y'all niggas is soft.
No, she only deal with one Walu, bitch ass Walu.
Y'all niggas is soft.
Wait. Fuck you mean y'all niggas.
Yeah, y'all both.
Go in.
I'm going to go in.
Go in, baby.
So these dudes right here is from Philadelphia. I'm from Camden, New Jersey. So my list might be a little bit, tainted or whatever.
You're like dirty Camden bitches.
These chicks don't go in no order to 4. And then I'm going to give you a number 1.
We look at dirty Philly bitches. You look at dirty Camden. What is he trying to say?
No, women is not dirty in Phily. Go ahead.
Listen, hold on. I didn't say that.
What?
So
I'm just throwing it out there.
So a lot of funky bitches.
No, it's not. I don't have nothing to do with that.
There's a lot of FBs in Philly.
I didn't say that, Philly girls.
Fuck is you talking about?
I didn't say that, Philly girls.
There's a lot of funky bitches in Philly.
Philly girls. No, Philly girls, you know, because Philly's like a suburban part of...
No, it's not.
I'm just saying. Let me. It's my story. Let me tell it, please. I'm just saying.
You're a nut ass nigga. You couldn't even name a chick who you thought was a beautiful chick.
I can't wait
chick.
To get to your nut ass.
You know, because at the end of the day, let me just tell you something. You think April ain't gonna see this and know you fraud, nigga? You got eyes, nigga. You can see. Fuck is wrong with you. It's
she's
okay
still gonna respect the fraud, though.
Right. No, she not.
She is.
She ain't gonna respect the fraud because she know the nigga lying. Dev. Look at, could you let get Dev. It off me, Dev?
I'm trying to get it off fucking off me. I'm trying to let him get it to it. Go ahead.
All right, nah, I'm gonna name mine.
Philly girls ain't dirty.
So I'm representing for Jersey and the people that's right from this neighborhood right here. It's a chick named Marilyn Mello that do her thing online. She but take it up to the next level from Instagram to the like real world of modeling and all of that. You got Toy Box Doll that's from right around here, taking it into the art world and shit like that. You got
you talking about the fucking art?
No, we are. I'm naming my list.
You talking about Toy Box?
I'm naming.
I know
my
Toy
list.
Box do art, but yeah. You talking about her for art?
I'm naming the. Now, that, I'm now naming all
see,
of them.
Now when people see Toy Box. They I need y'all to comment down the bottom.
Comment.
Yo, and see if you talk about art. Now listen,
hold
look
on,
at the names.
Hold on.
No, she's
wait,
a great artist.
On. I'm naming. No, wait, hold on.
B-Rock, make sure the names on. Pop up here.
Do you want to see Instagram. Two ultra bitch ass niggas?
No, these this nigga
talk about. And then Toy Box, because you know she's an art and she does art. And then, you know, it's a girl named Merlin and she's a part of a program that gives
back
to the kids.
Hey, B-Rock, can I show
kids.
Toy Box on my phone?
And,
oh, hold and, on. But I will. And, hold on. You heard what he just said?
She gives back to the kids. And then it's another girl named Teresa Melody. And she's a good choreographer, dancer. But what the fuck are you talking about?
Listen. So, dog. Because this is my list. So I'm gonna
so
let him.
So this the way
I'm
you gotta explain it. So you don't get your shit slapped out.
No, this is my list.
Say no. Okay, say this. Say this the way you gotta explain it, so you don't get the shit slapped out.
This is my list.
When you get home.
No.
Hey, listen.
Hold on. Wait. Look at these niggas.
Look at these niggas. Huh? You want
to
say
so,
that?
So look at these niggas. So speaking of giving back to the kids, what Gilly just said, shout out to Cuban Link also from Camden, New Jersey. And these is all bad Jones. When y'all look through the fucking pictures, they all bad.
All Jersey.
They all from Camden. They all from right here.
In Camden.
Shout out.
All right, now you got two more.
Hold up. Shout out Sav Britt. This nigga. Shout out Sav Britt. Also doing her thing, mogul levels over in Africa, all that shit. And then, of course, in the number one spot, you already know, Miss V, Veronica V. I'm a bitch ass nigga.
He said it, though. Anybody had to say it.
I'm a bitch ass nigga. You already know, man. Nah.
Oh, no. What's next thing? Where your five at?
Yo.
Where your five at?
This nigga.
Where your five at? No.
This nigga's soft.
Go to your next level.
Yo, this the thing. This nigga sob, son.
Yo, go to your joint. Yo, go to your joint, man.
I just feel like if you niggas ain't gonna keep it real, why the fuck should I keep it real?
I kept it real.
You niggas sitting here.
He's kept it real.
First off,
he said five.
I named five.
You ain't say nothing.
Hold on, wait. I named five, and in them clips, we could throw up the picture of all them five, and all of them five is bad joints.
They gonna show the five.
Yeah, so let's get it. Now, where's your list?
Y'all full of shit. Just number
okay,
one.
Okay, all right, give me your list.
I never saw a bitch on Instagram before.
I didn't. I don't look at bitches on Instagram.
I've never seen Instagram bitches
I'm
ever.
I'm trying to. I don't see bitches on IG. I'm sorry.
Yo.
All I see is two.
Yo.
Okay. Say no more. Come on. Listen, bro, we ready.
Yo,
listen, hold on.
Yo, we gonna make a soft award.
We're ready to come into now. We're ready to get into $1 million worth of game. $1 million worth of game is sponsored by All American Home Care. Listen, if you have a family member and your family member is a little sick and you want to take care of them, did you know you get paid to be taking care of them? You get the finance you need necessary to make sure you can take care of your family at All American Home Care. They do transfers. If you already had a home care, listen, they pay the most.
They pay the most, without a doubt.
They get you vacations and all type of stuff. If you want to transfer from another home care, the All-American Home Care, you can do that, man. They're going to take care of you, man. But what I need you to do is see this information right there. Or if you're not already taking care of your peoples, you know, with a home care company, you can fill out the proper paperwork and you can start getting into that to take care of your family member that's ill or sick or whatever's going on. And, you know, you might have a grandma, you might have an uncle, you might have an aunt, whatever it may be. But what I need you to do is get with All-American Home Care at 215-531-7882. 215-531-7882. My allamericancare.com. Check them out. And they are sponsoring this episode of Million Dollars Worth of Game.
Let me ask you a question about All American Home Care, though. So if you already part of another home care and you taking care of your family members off that, you could just transfer right over to
because
all
they
give
you all, they give you the
and they're going to pay you more.
They're going to pay you more. They give you that money. You can transfer over there. They're going to help you up with vacations. I'm talking about my higher salary, signing bonus, all type of stuff.
Okay, you know? So what I'm saying is if you are part of a home care and it's not All American.
Bobby, do that home care.
And you know that you could transfer over to All American Home Care and make more money. And that's pretty much guaranteed. Why would you transfer?
All you got to do is transfer. That's all you got to do is transfer. As simple as that, man. All American Home Care at myamericancare.com. 215-531-7882. Come on, start taking
care of people. And they the best in the Philadelphia area.
The best. Listen, they the best. They out here doing their thing. Take care of your peoples and get paid doing it. And it's just like that.
Okay. Let's get into $1 million worth of game, right? So this girl says, hi, Gilly. I'm 21. I've been with my boy friend since I was 14. We have a son together. That's two. I feel like he gives me mixed emotions. I feel like I got to force everything and the only one trying to make things work. He left his phone unlocked last night. Since he got his phone, I never went through it. Constantly trying to talk to him and he don't bear with me. It's like he only act like he care when he wants something as far as sex, money. So I finally went through his phone last night, and while I'm chasing him, he's chasing somebody else. While he's telling me he's busy, etc., he's making time for her. It hurt because, like, all I do is work, go home, and I do anything and everything for him. The fact that I'm so in love at a young age hurts even more because it's so toxic. I don't know what to do anymore. I just can't leave him alone. What you think, Gilly? Well, first and foremost, I think you letting your heart cloud your mind. You feel what I'm saying? If you got a guy that you've been with for all these years and you saying, oh, I do everything for him, money, sex, what are you doing for himself? What are you doing for you? See, all these women is in relationship where they low-key think they can buy a nigga. They be knowing they fucking with bum-ass niggas, but they be like, long as I keep him happy, long as I keep a roof over his head, long as I do all these things, he gonna get time, he gonna grow up, he gonna... A lot of y'all wishing on a star. Because how you in a relationship with a nigga in Utah, but you do everything for a nigga? The fuck is this, a one-way street? In a relationship supposed to be like Broad Street. That motherfucker go up and down. That motherfucker ain't just no little tiny ass street that just go one way. You always doing for this nigga. What the fuck do he do for you? So a lot of people be in relationships where they already know it's fucked up. They already know they should develop an exit plan. What's the exit plan?
You got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. Know when to run.
Right, you got to know when to run. You got to know when the fuck to walk away. Like, you know where people fuck me up the most when they come in my Instagram and they ask me for game and they say all this bad shit that a nigga do.
Yep.
Or all this bad shit that their girlfriend do. And then they end it off, but I love him so much. And I don't know. Well, who do you love more, yourself or that nigga? Yourself or that girl. I'm confused. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to always love myself more than anybody else. Myself got to come first. So at the end of the day, if you got a nigga who you got to chase the nigga, you got to go to work, you got to pay the bills, you got to give him money. Bitch, this ain't no fucking relationship. That's a fucking daycare. You got a grown ass bum.
Is they the new daycares? Man cares?
Yeah, the man cares.
Yeah, I'm.
A lot of women out here opened up man cares and don't even fucking know it.
Hey, I'm a man care service. You want me to take care of you? You want to put a dent in my refrigerator? In my bed, my couch. You want to break my son game in?
Anyway, our sponsor could pay them to take care of their boyfriend.
This is sponsored by Man Care USA. Hi, I'm Keisha. I got a man care service. Hi, I'm Tammy. I got a man care service.
Are you a busted and disgusted nigga? Do you need shelter?
Are you tired of living
Do
in
you
your
need
mom's
a hot
basement?
Vagina? Do you need a hot pocket?
Do you like to think? Do you like to take advantage of a little kid juicy juices?
Are you not going anywhere in life?
Do you rip refrigerator doors off?
Come to Tamika's Man Care. Hey, so at the end of the day, baby, it's like shut down the man care, shut your whole service down, and put that nigga out on the road. Make a nigga appreciate you. Sometimes you got to take a nigga situation away from him for him to be able to appreciate it.
That's crazy.
Sometimes you got to take all the amenities away. You know what I mean? What the fuck is a hamburger without no goddamn cheese and ketchup and fries? And just, sometimes crazy. You got to take all the amenities away for a nigga to understand how good some shit, some, how good some shit is. You feel what I'm saying?
And they need to know that. Before we go into that next thing, it was something I was talking to Dev about. And it's a lot of, you know, we give out game on $1 million worth of game. And Gil said something interesting to me. One day, we were just driving, and I said, yeah, man, it's like, you know, I'm just talking about the cities, you know what I mean? Because everywhere you go is somebody that rap. There's always somebody in your DM that's sending you some music. And I came to the conclusion that me, I said, man, there's like 1,500 rappers in Philly. Now, Philly is 1.5 million people. Gil said, what? He said, man, it's like 25,000 rappers. I said, hold up, man. I said, it can't be. And then I thought about it. It's like everybody I know somebody that rap. Everybody got a family member that rap in the inner cities of America. So it's like literally might be like 25,000 people in like a city like Philly and New York is probably like hundreds of thousands of rappers because everybody trying to get on, which is cool. A lot of times people be trying to get on, but they don't really know the game and they just be wasting a bunch of time and wasting money. And some people might have a good song but never get heard. And then I was talking to Dev and he was talking about sound libraries. He educated me on something I don't think a lot of y'all don't know. So, Dev, break down what's a sound library, how you get involved with the sound libraries, so, and the benefits of sound libraries.
So, I want to say the first thing is I wouldn't sell nobody like not to chase their dream like a person want to be
ain't
rapper.
Saying, don't.
No. We being clear.
You lying like a motherfucker. I'll tell a motherfucker in a minute. Nigga, what's your job at Macy's?
What qualify you to tell them that? What would they? Is the sound?
Yes.
Oh, you saying be based off of if they trash?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not. I don't mean that.
So
I don't mean that.
I tell a motherfucker quit.
In a day,
I get that.
Listen, nigga. Let me tell you something. In order for you to blow, God got to come down and physically touch you as fucking self. You whacker than a motherfucker, bruh.
Now listen.
Like, God, you ain't even got a shot. God
now,
got to
come
down come
back with
and
the average
touch
dude comeback. The average dude comeback is, well, so-and-so was whacking, he made it.
Yeah, but they ain't as whack as your ass.
All right, now, if you run into 10 guys a day that rap, how many guys could you tell that to?
All 10 of them, if all 10 of them niggas whack.
No, I'm just saying, what's
see,
the
one
percentage?
Thing about
what's
me?
No, what's the percentage of whackness?
Oh, it's going to be at least, 7 out of 10.
That damn. Just, and what makes them whack? We'll make an artist whack to you.
Okay, first of all, your flow, your voice, your look.
It sounded like
your
some,
beats.
Sounded like if you listen.
Your beats.
If I'm from Memphis and I'm sounding like somebody from Philly, is that qualified?
Oh, no. What? 90? If there's 25,000 rappers in Philly, 17,000 of them niggas sound like they from Atlanta.
More than that.
Pussy, you ain't gonna be shitting on
Philly.
Shit
on more than that. You shitting on Philly.
More than that.
Wait, hold on, nigga. The Jersey is the same motherfucker.
No, right. So I didn't say that. I'm talking in general.
General. He talking about. He talking about.
You in Jersey is
the same. You
know
it. You
know
it. Sound like bootleg Philly nigga.
You fucking out of your mind. You out of your mind. You out of your mind. You already know we don't sound like
bootleg Philly.
You out of your fucking mind, nigga.
Go ahead and what you were saying. How you selling?
So at the end of the day, one thing's for sure, two things for certain. Somewhere along the line, Philly lost its culture.
Can you say that about other cities too?
Probably, but I don't be in other cities and I don't see. I be in other cities, but I don't see as many rappers as I see in Philly. So you know how many times I come in a nigga like, let me play you some music, Gilly, and I'm like, cool. Where the fuck you from? Florida? Fucking, you ain't Future. You from Atlanta? You ain't Future. You the past, nigga. Fuck you. You ain't Kodak Black, nigga. You Kodak Whack, nigga. Where the fuck are you from? Even with they ad-libs, niggas ain't even clever enough. First of all, an ad-lib, just, you can say anything.
I mean, that's true.
You could say anything in an ad lib. Why the fuck is niggas using all down south ad libs?
It's just the music they're listening to, bro.
Let me tell you something. Just because I listened to Biggie Smalls growing the fuck up, you wasn't going to hear me say, oh, baby, baby. What the fuck you talking about?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what I'm talking about.
I listened to Tupac. You wasn't going to hear me say, Thug Life.
We didn't grow up in a time period where the internet made everything kind of one place. Everybody talks with everybody's slang. Is the slang's not that much different.
Hold on. I grew up listening to Jay-Z. I ain't going to say, no, I'm not.
Hold on.
Let me just say this. I be around a bunch of Philly niggas. They talk about, what's up, slime? Slat.
What do that mean?
I couldn't tell you because I'm not from where that slang was. So it's like,
what do that mean?
See, this is the type of nigga I was as a young boy. I could acknowledge that. I like what they got going on. That's some fly shit. But I don't acknowledge it enough to jump on you niggas' dicks and start saying it. I don't acknowledge it enough. That's like me being from Philly and start, yeah, word the mother. What? That's basically what niggas do nowadays.
I don't think
that's like when New York was running the game.
I think you're thinking with an older person's mentality.
No. That's like when New York ran the game. That's like me being from Philly, and because New York is running the game, now I'm talking like a New York nigga. That ain't got nothing to do with being old and none of. What are you talking about?
If you let me talk, I'll tell you what I'm talking about.
Explain.
We grew up in a time period where you were stuck in your neighborhood with everything that you heard, right? Was right there. You gonna talk with the bull, this, that. We got our own languages. You had to go somewhere else to pick up other slangs. So if I was up here and I heard people say off the hook, off the hook, off the hook, then I moved down south and people didn't say off the hook. They say off the chain. If I lived there for 10 years like my brother did, he talks like them. But in today's time, everybody's on the same internet. Everybody's getting the slang at the same time. But that's a fact.
But do you abandon your slang?
Absolutely. I'm not saying, that's what he's saying.
No, that's not what I said. Let me tell you something.
If I'm from Philly, I've been in Philly since I was a grown-ass man, and then I went to Cash Money. I was around them niggas every day for 3.5 years. I never start saying Wody because I know who the fuck I am.
That's fine.
I know that's fucker fine. So, that's going to go.
So let me ask you something. Who
that's
owned,
a dick
so, so let me ask you something. Who owns the word lit? Who does that belong to? New York, Philly, down south? Certain slangs come out now and everybody gets it at once. That's why these people sound the same. I'm not trying to judge an 18-year-old on how they talk as a 40-year-old man.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying niggas lost their culture. Niggas lost where they're from.
And we still like their music. Do you listen to singing raps?
Let's just say this. When Atlanta nigga throw a Philadelphia nigga on, he want to hear a nigga from Philly. He don't want to hear no bootleg fucking Atlanta nigga, okay? That's why, let me ask you a question. Who's the hottest niggas in Philly right now? All of them sound like Philly niggas. Tell me one nigga that blew coming out of Philly that didn't sound like a Philly nigga.
Lil Uzi Vert
didn't come out of Philly. He came out of Atlanta.
But the difference is people don't give a fuck. When Uzi was here in Philly,
you're right. People didn't give a fuck. Then he went to Atlanta because that was more acceptive of what he was trying to give off. If he would have stayed here in Philly, it might not have worked.
And then did Philly people accept it? I'm saying this.
Everybody accept you when you blow.
Absolutely. Everybody jump on a dick when you blow. What's your point?
They gonna accept
my point is, tell me one motherfucker that blew coming out of Philly that don't represent a Philly nigga.
Who's all these niggas that's blowing that you talking about? You think Tierra Whack raps in a Philly style?
No, Tierra Whack is a lyricist.
I understand. Stop. We keep on making up these little side rules. What I'm saying is people are creating art. Tierra Whack is a lyricist. Listen, regardless of the fact, niggas want people to live in a time period that was the 90s how kids are.
No. We're not saying that. What are you talking about?
Okay.
If it was different, you would be able to tell me one person that blew coming out of Philly that didn't sound like a Philly nigga.
All right, I'm trying to name all the people that blew in this time right now.
Wait, hold on. Because Tierra Whack didn't blew coming out of Philly.
I'm still trying to name all the people that blew out. No, what am I naming? Meek Mill?
No, what we're saying is this.
Anybody that ever made some fucking money from rap.
Yeah, in a what time period?
It don't fucking matter.
It do matter. That's what I'm saying. That's my argument.
Well, why the fuck does it matter? Meek still.
I'm saying Meek is a best time.
No, explain why, why does it matter?
Because we're talking.
I'm saying we're talking about the culture now.
I'm saying.
But
what,
Meek rap like Philly.
Exactly.
I'm saying, name one nigga. I don't give a fuck what era is from. Cause to me it seemed like you beating around the bush.
I'm not. I said out there. I'm naming all the rappers. What's the rappers that recently blew? Let's talk about the last 8 years. We talking about Meek Mill and Lil Uzi Vert. That sounds like a 50%
PNB Rock.
No,
PNB Rock sing. PNB perfect. PNB Rock make the same fucking kind of music. He make the same fucking kind of music as all them other niggas that's in that category. Yes, he does.
PNB Rock blew out of Philly. He, you want me to play his first song?
I'm telling you, PNB Rock, all that music that I was hearing was the same singing songs, and I'm telling you the answer.
I like this. It don't matter if you sing or not.
I like it because I listen to music.
It don't matter if you sing or not. I'm talking about what he embodies. That's a Philadelphia nigga. That's what I'm talking about. When he blew, he was saying Philadelphia slang when he took off. You want me to take the song back? You want me to take it back to the first song that got him really, really popping? He was rapping about Philly.
I was in jail.
I mean, that's fine.
He but was, the song, sound, the we're song talk, we started talking about music. The music song, is the same as the universal
song,
at this
the
point.
The song that he was representing was talking about Philly. My whole thing is when you see in Atlanta people, they embody their culture. When you see Memphis niggas, they embody their culture. When you see New Orleans niggas, they embody their culture. I don't know what a lot of niggas is doing down there, but when you be in Philadelphia, a lot of niggas don't know where they from.
Well, we'll just disagree. So, like, and what I'll do is what I'll do
in Camden.
Listen, this is what I'll do.
Like Jay Coates, is he representing the Camden nigga?
Ain't he don't. That's exactly what I mean. If I was saying what a Camden nigga sound like rapping, it would be somewhat like a Philadelphia area rapper, right? That was from 10 years ago. So if I'm listening
East
to Jay Coates.
East side, that's where I reside. I had a couple of man honeys that don't want to switch sides. It don't matter what a nigga said.
I'm talking about if I'm listening to the music, I can't hear the music and be like, he came from Camden. Back in the day, you listen to music, you knew that nigga Gilly's from Philly. That nigga Beanie Siegel, you could tell that nigga's from Philly when you listen to him rap. You cannot do that in this time period. And I won't say that and just take a Camden person's side. Niggas is fire. I think they fire, but I don't think they sound like, oh, that's a Camden sound. The same
first
way.
Of all,
so
yeah,
it works.
First of all,
Okay, hold on, wait, let me say this.
Sound like
you can't say it's a Camden sound because no fucking body ever blew from Camden to put y'all fucking sound on the map.
Hold on. No. That's on the map to you. We live in Camden, so we do know what a Camden sound like.
What's a Camden style?
I'm going to say the same thing I said two minutes ago. A Camden style is that same forward rap style that's kind of like Philly because obviously we're 2 minutes away from y'all. So y'all basically got a bootleg Philly style is what you say. Nigga, we all from right here.
Okay, so at the end of the day, y'all don't have no fucking style to separate y'all from us because hottest niggas is over there and we listening to them. We fuck with their music. Yeah, we going to spit like them niggas.
Right. Yeah, right.
Just like Connecticut niggas do with New York niggas.
No, that's absolutely not. We just all live here.
I'm going to say this.
That's what y'all hear on the radio. Well, what I'm saying
is Jay Coates. Hold on.
Not taking that away from Camden, but that's what y'all heard on the radio.
Wait. And there also was a bias when it came to Camden rappers being on the radio in Philadelphia in the 90s. Yes, it was.
Come on, my nigga.
Yes, it was.
No. Whoever came out of Camden that was super fucking hot I'm asking you a question. Who came out of Camden that was super hot that it got over to Philly and niggas was like, yo, that nigga's on fire over in
what
Camden.
I'm trying to explain to you is the radio in Philadelphia. We could go about back on this
my
all
nigga,
day and
fuck
listen
the
this
radio.
Thing. For our viewers,
you talking about the radio, nigga. Before I got to the radio, nigga, I was on fire, nigga.
Guess
before
what?
Meek Mills
hold
got
up.
To the radio, he was
what?
On fire,
you was on fire in
before
Philly.
Before Beanie Siegel got to the radio,
hold up.
He was on fire,
you was on fire in Philadelphia. The way Porter Rich is fire over
over here. The way niggas like Big Oop that's out here to fire. The way, hold on. The way, hold on. Wait, wait, wait. The way Mir, the way, the way Mir Fontaine is hot over here. You talking about? You talking about what's going on over here? You talking about what's going on in Camden, New Jersey?
Let me just tell you something. Let me tell you.
You talking about Camden, New Jersey?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Shock Hill.
Let me tell you something. No disrespect to none of them niggas because I know all of them niggas. And all of them niggas will tell you they ain't nothing. They fucking life had a buzz like me, nigga. The fuck is you sitting here talking about?
I don't think they
going
to say that. That's why I said this conversation will just go on forever.
Nigga, I was bigger than Camden than they fucking was. The fuck are you talking about? And I don't even talk about myself like that. I was bigger than Camden than all them niggas put together.
My city is 8 miles big.
This nigga's on crack cocaine, man.
But listen, this is my whole thing, Dev. This is
no disrespect to Porter Rich. Shaquille, I know all of them niggas.
They
never had a fucking buzz like me. The fuck are you talking about? Because if they did, that shit would have came to Philly just like Big U got on the fucking radio in
Philly.
That's
not true.
It was never no issues with Big U getting on the radio. The fuck are you talking
about?
Yeah,
Big U stayed on
the fuck are you talking about?
I'm telling you.
He stayed on Pioneer.
There always been.
That's that low kid from Jersey.
No, no.
Yeah. That's that low kid from Jersey.
If you are from Camden and Philly.
The fuck you talking about?
If you are from Camden and Philly.
Porter Rich was hot. But you say Porter Rich was. I mean. Porter Rich was just as hot as you. The fuck type of crack cocaine as you.
Nigga, everybody from Camden and Philly know there's always been like a Camden Philly rivalry. It's always been there.
I used to hang in the projects in Camden.
No, Big U ain't from Camden.
As a young nigga.
No.
Big U ain't from Camden.
Everybody know I used to hang in the projects as a young nigga. Centerville Projects. Everybody fucking know that.
That's fine, bro.
Everybody know.
I'm telling you my opinion.
Can I finish?
I mean, dog, you.
If we ain't fuck with Camden like that, why the fuck would I be hanging in Centerville Projects as a young nigga?
Nigga, you're not the whole Philadelphia.
We ain't biased. Just like if you
bro,
hot.
Bro, you're not the whole Philly, bro.
Can I finish? If you hot, nigga, you hot. Big U came down from Trenton.
So basically you saying nobody from Camden ever been hot enough. That's what you're saying.
Can I finish?
I'm waiting.
You gotta shut the fuck up for me to finish.
Nigga, you been talking all day. I'm answering your question.
I'm gonna let you go. I didn't ask no question.
I've been answering the first question from the beginning, and I've been said we could drop that shit.
No.
Because we're not gonna agree.
Okay.
Y'all not gonna agree.
Okay. That's how simple it is. Cool.
My point is.
It's cool.
Now, you done?
Yeah, cool. I'm on crack.
Motherfucking Big U is from Trenton, New Jersey. That nigga's looked upon damn near like a Philadelphia artist. He come, all the studios, everybody love him, everybody show him some support, everybody is, because he's hot, nigga. The fuck you talking about? Don't make up no, maybe you and your niggas was never hot enough, nigga.
All right, so check this out.
All you the see fucking how, work so, look, I put in, nigga.
Listen.
I was unsigned, nigga. I had motherfucking niggas putting up. I had every
he just named a dude.
I had every record label in the fucking game bidding over me. And you talk about some niggas that ain't never been signed. No disrespect to niggas, but you know how much fucking money I done made out the rap game?
Yeah, we talking about you being...
Don't compare me to niggas, man.
Hold on,
leave
first
me the
off,
fuck out
hold on,
shit.
First off, you started comparing you.
No, you made you Philly.
You made you Philly. You made you Philly. You wasn't even in the discussion.
Camden,
hold on.
Ain't making you a Philly.
Hold on. You wasn't even in the discussion.
All the niggas that was out, we heard of Porter Rich in Philly.
Hold on. You wasn't in the discussion.
We heard of all them niggas you named in Philly. I fuck with all of them niggas.
Right.
But
where did I compare you?
They wasn't on fire.
I want you to tell me where I compared you.
To the point
you.
Where it was like, yo,
I'm still trying to figure out when I compared you since I didn't mention you.
It
you
came right
you.
Over the bridge.
You mentioned you.
Meek Mills was on fire. It came over the bridge. It came over to Camden. Gilly was on fire. It came over to Camden.
Did I mention
you? He didn't mention you. He just talking
I
about,
never
he
mentioned
talking
him.
About Philly. He not meant, you're not in it.
He keep he making about, it about
not
him.
Even not even a rapper joint. Not even a rapper joint.
Even Gilly.
He sat here and said.
Not even a rapper.
He sat here and said it was niggas in Camden that had a buzz that was just like yours. That's his exact fucking words.
He mentioned him.
What are you talking about?
No, no. He
I don't
threw,
know that part.
Listen.
He didn't say that. Wait, hold on. Did he not say it was niggas in Camden who didn't make it to the radio who had buzzes just like yours? What the
listen,
fuck type of
his,
crack cocaine
listen,
is he smoking?
Listen to what I'm telling you. He brought himself up first. I'm talking about my city who everybody's listening to over here. But he don't want to hear about from a person that lives here on what niggas is
all
talking
I'm
about.
Is niggas so that create real buzzes. They should take them where they gotta go. and all then that he, niggas then, had real buzzes. But Phil, you trying to make see you trying to say and act like it was a conspiracy of like Philadelphia niggas hating on Camden niggas. I'm never gonna let it, you live that
you,
down.
Yeah, but you make
you
it.
Just, you just try to say and make you, it seem like it's conspiracy.
No,
because Camden niggas couldn't make it on the radio. No, no, there wasn't no conspiracy with the radio.
No, he made it. He made it larger.
All the Philly niggas, I took to the radio. I took fucking Big U to the radio, nigga. Me. Nigga, he made, so don't make it like it's no conspiracy.
Hold up. One, he said Big U. Big U's a perfect example because he's not from Camden, New Jersey.
Right.
I'm
and
telling
he get all
you,
the love
I'm,
of Philly.
And I'm because right, because there's never been, there's always been.
Shout out to all the Camden
there's
niggas
always
cause
been,
I fuck with y'all, but y'all niggas
been,
know y'all wasn't buzzing like
there's
me.
There's always
on,
been a rivalry
y'all gonna sit back
before
and say, come on,
Camden
Dev.
And Philadelphia.
We fuck with Gilly, but we know that's in your fucking mind. It ain't never been a rivalry with us.
Bro,
we look at Camden niggas just like Philly niggas. They the niggas right over the bridge.
Now,
right,
now we know that's not true.
Listen.
From his own words that he always says.
Oh, this old twist.
We say Camden niggas is just like Philly niggas. They right over the bridge. They get busy.
The crazy part about this whole thing is this whole discussion was about sound libraries.
It's about sound libraries.
It got turned. He turned it into something about him.
Listen, both of y'all, shut the fuck up. Just shut up.
Fuck both of you.
Fuck,
niggas.
Shut the fuck up. Listen, we're talking about
you.
You're the fucking dead ass nigga.
Gloves, I'll be both of you niggas.
We could go in the cage. We could go in the cage.
I want to wrestle with men.
I'm taking you
to the
fight. Wrestling with grown ass men.
A fight is a fight.
You're wrestling with me.
We gonna go in there and wrestle.
No, we
you niggas invite grown men to wrestle.
No, we can put gloves on. We can put no gloves on. We can put no gloves on.
Back to what I'm saying. Sound library.
We're grinding your ass from behind.
But listen, forget. Listen, agree to disagree.
I wrestled you down. No.
That was a good debate. But sound library is what?
A sound library.
What is that? For artists, for anybody out there that's trying to do their thing, they doing music, they making great music. Some people don't have the connects. But
so,
how do you, tell them sound library,
so,
how can they get
so
their shit on?
So I'm very focused. So I'm going to say what I said in the first thing. And the first thing I'm going to say is I'm not going to tell nobody to not chase their dream. That's how they got turned into that
shit. All
right,
go ahead.
Right? So I'm not going to tell nobody, yo, you can't. Don't rap. Don't do this. All I'm going to say is while you're rapping and trying to do what you do, look for your other options to do other things. Because while you're rapping and you making those connections, if you making melodic music or whatever the case may be, or like what Gil says, if people lost their identity and they're making songs like a dude from down south, well, guess what? You don't have to rap those songs. You can sell those songs to other people. You can make songs that you don't want to put out as yourself where you do sing like a nigga from Texas or somewhere else.
So you going to a different name and put it on sound?
No. Literally, you make those joints. And when you working in the studio with people, yo, check this joint out. I got something that I think will work for you. And you start putting them joints out. People start knowing. Gil wrote mad songs for mad other people. You feel what I'm saying?
I wrote songs for Gil, too.
He wrote songs for other people. I wrote songs for other people. We ghost wrote.
But where's the sound?
So I'm going to tell you. So as you keep making these relationships and you're meeting people that's jumping from label to label, like this dude might have been the person that ran Russell Simmons Music Group, but now he might be working over at Vice and he does placement of songs. You was already over there.
Okay.
He knows now that you know how to make all kinds of songs. Guess what? We need background music for this show.
What is the job description for that guy that work at Vice, that work at MTV, that work at BET, that work at VH1 to get your song placed on these type of shows? You know how to be having shows.
It's kind of like A&R-ing or program directing. You know what I'm saying? So like, for example, Bank Robber Music, right? They sound libraries, but Bank Robber Music would be called like a TV sync label. You know what I mean?
Bank Robber Music, this is actually real.
Bank Robber Music is like tracks got Dirty Jewelry. Dirty Jewelry is a song on his album, but now that song just played in a show called Mrs. Fletcher on HBO this weekend.
So you, he's getting paid.
So you getting paid, and your song is just in the background at a party with kids like, you know, beer ponging and shit like that, and it's in the background. Funny thing is, same show. Mir Fontaine, another rapper from Camden, he got a placement on that. Different sound library because people is working things from different angles. Got songs in Ford Focus commercials and shit like that. Shout out to Zeke Austin for that placement.
Is it good pay? If you just focus on that, it's good pay?
Yeah, because what happens is you're trying to, the initial checks aren't going to be huge. You know what I'm saying? You get your checks. But when you got a lot of them, I got 20 placements.
Oh, that's
sometimes I'm sometimes if I'm just watching TV, I'll hear my voice in the background of a joint. I'm watching something about fucking Mario, his mom being on crack and shit like that. And I'm just like, oh, that's me. That shit only play for 10 seconds. You getting a check.
I'm confused. I don't know what the fuck y'all niggas is talking about.
We're talking about sound libraries.
We're talking about the fucking artists that might be looking at this, and this is the part where we giving game.
If you saying that a nigga should just give up music, maybe. I don't know if that's what you're saying.
There's different type of ways to get money out of music.
All right. Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? So it's different ways to get money out of music. You talked about fucking putting the light on and seeing the semen on the walls and shit like that. They used to do it on a show called Room Raiders. You could get placements on these things on MTV.
And it's always music playing. Sometimes they pop the music up and say the name of the artist.
Correct.
Sometimes they don't, but it's ways to get money.
That's music placement. What does that have to do with the library?
No, that's the sound library.
That's where they get it from. That's where they get the music from.
It's a sound library.
Yeah.
So right. Music placement, look into that. Look into sound libraries, you know what I mean, and see what you could do, because there's always a ways that you can make your moves and do all that type of shit out here in the music game. It's not just blowing up, because everybody ain't going to blow up. Everybody ain't going to be on the top of the charts. Everybody ain't going to be getting 30 bands a night. So look at different ways to get your music out there and make it happen on the sound libraries.
All right. Just for the record, we had the #2 rap single in the country for 17 weeks. Never compare me to no raggedy-ass Camden niggas.
That shit look like that's just still, that shit still steaming in the back of his mind.
Next, come on.
Should I even ask this question? What's the top 5 things you hate that your woman do? Let's see. April Smith, April Cherry. April
Smith. You're the one that never named it.
Because it ain't worth me naming it if you niggas going to sit here and name your motherfucking woman and chicks for Jersey.
You didn't name nobody.
Get your nut ass out of here.
Who did you name on your top list?
Nigga naming chicks from Jersey. I want to name all 5 chicks from Jersey.
And you named no one.
Because I could play them off because I work with them, and she's very artsy. We ain't talking about no art. We talking about them asses.
And who did you name? No one.
Ass.
You couldn't even name one.
Here we go,
don't follow the top 5 chicks on Instagram because of their art. You follow them because of their ass and their tits and not their wits. What are you talking about?
I'm still trying to wonder who you picked.
Was it worth me picking? Because you niggas sat here and said, just April 5 times. Listen, then you said 5 chicks from Jersey.
Somebody might be creative in their art. They might cook a nice pie.
At the end of the day, you want to know what happens?
They just happen to be naked when they cooking a pie.
Hold on, I'm going
to
tell you something.
What are the top 5 things y'all hate from your woman?
The top 5 things that
y'all want me to go first? So y'all niggas have something to copy off of?
I don't got to copy off your nut ass.
So y'all have something to copy off of?
Oh, you got a list written down already?
Mm-hmm. I hate when she never admits that she's wrong.
That's my #1 thing.
See, I figured that too. Everything I see now was going to be you niggas #1.
Nigga, I got my shit written on a fucking piece of paper, dog. Right here. What's it say?
He got his stuff written down.
What's it say at the top?
No,
what's it say?
Fuck, listen.
Top thing.
We'll get
not admit wrong.
We'll give you five then.
No, I'm gonna get my motherfucker.
Come on,
five.
My nigga.
Fuck out of you, nut ass nigga. #1, I hate when I'm fucking driving and she just amen and stop it. Yo, let me fucking operate.
Well,
this car.
You drive like a 17-year-old kid. I agree with all that.
Let me operate this fucking vehicle. I got my license.
You drive like you 17.
I know what I'm doing. That's why they gave me a fucking license.
Leave me the fuck alone when I'm driving.
You
drive like you 16 and a half.
That's the #2. Sometimes we in bed and you keep worrying about me farting or whatever. That don't worry about the fuck I'm doing. We in bed. No, straight up.
But is it an under the cover fart or is it an over the cover fart? Because an under the cover one's is vicious.
This is what happened. I'm the type of boy that I ain't going to say it like this. I slide to the side, throw the blanket over me so it could go out. You see what I'm saying? And let it toot it out. Throw it out. Then I chill for a minute. Then I throw it back up. Then she like, why did you move the blanket? What the fuck? Stop.
That was a good strategy.
Shut up. Like, it ain't even that deep. Like, straight up, it's not even that deep. That's like the what's name. And then, like, sometimes it's just like, you know, just the upset shit, her getting upset sometimes when you don't have to get the fuck upset. See, me, I'm a real type person. Even he do that shit too, and it pissed me off because sometimes it feel like he's my fucking woman because we be together and he just like some shit. This nigga go for this nigga, not saying it like that, but this nigga,
fuck you mean,
this nigga.
Hey, let me tell you something. You do 20 years in jail, you don't never tell another man he feel like he my woman.
Here go from zero to 60.
You did 2 decades, nigga.
Really?
Listen, this nigga.
Really?
And I be like, shut the fuck up. Man, it ain't that deep.
Really?
You know what I mean? So, don't ever
compare me to no Camden niggas.
Oh my God, I'm gonna be like,
and I fuck with them niggas. But the whole twist is this:
like, motherfuckers would be like me, I'm one of them people, like, I ain't gonna front. I'm not always happy, but it's like, Gil would tell you, Gil just be like, cuz, you happy as shit, cuz. We'll just be doing that. I'll just be just start dancing, do some. Cuz it's like, I just don't, and shit don't, but what's get to me? But them, these. she would identify some shit that I don't even be paying attention to. She'd be like, no, babe, that was some nut shit. That was some, and they got that same type thing where they just, if nut shit come, they see it and they identify that shit. And I'm talking about a pin and some grass.
Yeah, that was some nut shit.
And loose shit.
Puerto Rich and them niggas had the same buzz as you.
Yo, shout out Puerto Rich. Oh,
shout out my nigga Puerto Rich.
Who the fuck is
my brother?
That's my nigga.
Shout out Puerto Rich.
I knew Puerto Rich longer than he knew Puerto Rich.
Is Puerto Rich Puerto Rican?
Think about that.
From Richmond, California.
Think about that, nigga. I knew Puerto Rich longer than you, nigga.
Listen,
the fuck out of here.
First of all.
And the other nigga, I got a song with him.
All right, listen, Dev, give me your top five, the things you don't like about your women. Go ahead.
Yeah, listen. Let's go.
Not admit when she wrong. Worry about what other people say. You know what I'm saying? That's a big one. You know what I mean? Somebody say something crazy about, you know what I mean, something I did. And your nigga was.
So she gonna feel some type of way because I said you on crack, nigga.
No, not that. She don't care what they say.
Fuck Gilly.
No.
Fuck Gilly.
No, not shit like that, right? yo, this is a crazy one.
It's crazy.
Y'all know they smoke and drink. His eyes was big as shit.
Y'all niggas smoke K too.
Oh, go ahead. Yo, this is a weird wearing wigs.
You hate wearing wigs?
I hate that my girl has like long hair already, and she just put a wig on for no reason.
Shit, because you could be that's different.
For me personally, I just be like, it's just weird to me. For me, like when I see her and she's like a different, I'm like, yo, just use this shit. Like this shit bothers me. You know what I mean?
I love that shit. Okay. I be like, Tammy,
I hate that shit. Oh, road rage. Her road rage crazy.
Oh yeah, mine's crazy too.
Like it's crazy. Like, cause she do the same shit that she be mad at the other people for doing. Like she looking down at her phone, the light done turned motherfucking green. She's still sitting there when they beep at her. She's like, oh, it's no big deal. It's cool. But when it's them, you know, she hate it. And then the top thing that I hate is she likes me to watch movies that I completely hate. Like some old Disney shit or some bullshit. And
Tootie, do that to him too.
No, she don't.
Do that to him too.
I pick the movie.
And he fall asleep. And he fall asleep. Don't
nigga, we watch Godfather Harlem, nigga.
That was the
fucking
shit.
Disney movie.
I finally got a joint. I saw Gil told me something. Nigga, why you keep going to movie? So I finally got one of them. What's some joints
called? Fire Stick.
Man, that shit that he just talked about, that joint was legendary. I didn't know how to.
Let me give y'all my top five.
Give us the top five.
Number one. I already told y'all number one. She never admit when she wrong. Number two, she talked to me like a nigga from North.
What you mean?
Like when we arguing.
Oh, yeah. She turned into somebody different.
She turned into somebody different.
I done been there,
and then
love
it just be crucial because you, like, I just wish she was a nigga for like 20 seconds so I could pick up and dump on her fucking head, knock the seeds out of her watermelon.
She told him, you acting like a woman right now. You acting like a real female. I almost fell out the door. This was the most funniest shit. He said, what? He lost. I can't believe what the fuck. He was just stuck. I went outside and laughed like a motherfucker.
I wanted to pick up and knock the seeds out of her watermelon.
I almost jumped through the car window. I loved it.
But, you know.
That shit was crazy.
Jail. I hate when she fall asleep when she drunk. That shit burns me up.
And you still take advantage of it. You know you got scrapes. You got rapes on your belt.
Because if you've been in a relationship as long as me, it ain't called a scrape.
No.
He don't believe in like
Gil
marriage
Cosby.
Rapes.
No, that's a Gil Cosby.
Wait, hold on. That's a real thing? Marriage rapes?
Yeah, you can get raped in a marriage.
You get case.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. If they say no.
You can't get a rape.
You can get a case, bro.
No, you can't.
Bro, yes. He ain't going to jail. He's going to jail. Because he's a minute on him.
Another thing I hate is side nigga Sundays.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst. I done came over the crib on Sunday. I be like, what's going on? Oh, man, he got his robe on. I just
see a nigga walk by in the background?
No.
She leaves.
She leave. They go on dates. They get a hotel, whatever. But the whole twist be like him. He just be like, he have his robe on.
As a young boy, because I always see 4 for 4s. Smoking
a blunt.
She get a nigga 4 for 4 in a chili bowl from Wendy's.
Yeah. He see that on the credit report. But the whole twist
this is good therapy, though. If you've been with your woman for 20 plus years, side nigga Sundays is a good therapy.
Let her have a side.
Because listen, all right, how many in 20 plus years, how many times you think you slept with V? 19,833? You think she ain't tired of that dick?
Yo.
You think she ain't tired of the...
This sound good. This is funny.
You think she don't want nothing new?
This sound good.
So sometimes you got to let her experiment, man.
So you have side bitch Saturdays?
No.
That was a nice setup. That was one of my jokes.
I don't need
Rat Pack,
new.
That was a snitch back.
So
snitch back. He snitched y'all snitch.
So basically,
he's back.
So basically, what you're saying is you the nigga that you don't stay faithful while you let your girl go and rock niggas out on
Absolutely.
Sundays.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he'd be a little depressed because I come in, he have his robe on. He's not allowed to smoke in the kitchen, but when he's smoking in the kitchen, that's like the past joint. I'm like, yo, too, you know you can't be smoking in this joint. She don't like the smell. She be in the curtains and all that. Fucked. I'd be like, where Tootie? He'd be like, Sunday.
Like, damn. You're like,
You see the beer, you see the ICF right there, it's 2-11-40. His hair don't be shaved. He'd be like, come on, man, let's go somewhere. I'd be like, come on, let's go somewhere. Nah, I'm not up to it right now.
The last thing I hate is when she complained about bullshit, like that ain't got nothing to do with that. Why you leave the toilet seat up? Why you shave your head and his hair still on the sink? Like, shut
Yo,
up.
She hate that. She just sit, listen, in the car, she be like, did you clean the sink? Like she young boy him. Excuse me, did you close the refrigerator? Did you put the lid back on? She young boy the
shit. I hate that shit.
She young boy the shit out of him.
But like, dude, you got a lot of bad habits basically like that. She
so what? I got a lot of good fucking habits too. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker, all the bills is paid. It's a great fucking habit, ain't it?
She yeah. said something about Memphis Bleek in there, and he was just like, nigga, I had the number 2 record in the country.
No, I'm just saying, as an independent. I'm just saying, as an independent. You know, I set this whole motherfucking on fire. So for you to sit here and don't,
hold on, wait.
Don't do that.
All right, we ain't want you to go back there.
I ain't get my credit on the
don't
record.
Don't do that.
I ain't
even,
wait. But, Jeff, I ain't get no credit
don't do
on
that,
the
nigga.
Because I was writing, sending raps home.
Like, and then.
Oh, so really? Hold on. So you didn't have a number one, nothing. Wallow did.
Yeah.
First of all, let me just tell you something. When me and Wallow met, I had one rap. And my one rap was better than all Wallow 99 joints.
I don't know. He said he was sending them bars home.
That's why Wallow wanted to come get with me every day.
First of all, I didn't even know this nigga was my cousin. Until I took him to the crib, and my brother came downstairs and was like, yo, cuz. And that's
we
when,
was
I,
young niggas,
that's when I let up off him and said, okay,
young niggas.
I ain't going to barbecue with this rap. You know what I mean?
I was going to beat him the fuck up.
I know he wasn't going to do nothing. And you know what was crazy? For him to make money off of rap and be in the game, he literally thought that shit was a myth.
I thought it was some nut shit.
He's like, you can't make no money. Niggas ain't. I said, yo, you can make money off this shit. But so,
that's what I'm trying to tell Dev.
But listen.
Listen.
Listen. By the way, that whole crazy Camden and Philly debate between Dev and Filthy Dev and Nut Ass Gil, that whole debate, that was brought to you by, have you had any hair lately? It was brought to you by everything, divaglam.com, because that type of energy, that would make
it
you
was
say,
good. We need to get that out.
That would make you say,
now I know how you really feel about Camden. Philly niggas hate on
no,
Camden.
Listen. I'm not
Philly niggas
say,
didn't want
I'm
us on the radio.
This. I'm going to just say this. Have you had any good hair lately? It's also sponsored by a close associate of ours that worked with us sometime that, I'm going to just say this. Let it go. Sometimes you got to let the hairline go.
So shout out to B-Rock.
Yo, whoa. I ain't say nobody's name.
No, I'm putting it out there. I'm putting it out there.
This is snitch rap.
B-Rock got him last week, so he mad. He's still mad from last week.
B-Rock. Though, if you have a friend, straight up, if you got a friend who hairline is leaving him, like his hairline is like vacationing. And
you
got
to be honest with him.
And relocating. If your hairline is relocating, I think you need some good hair lately. If you didn't have any good hair lately in there. The Hairlines is going on vacation is sponsored by the luxurious and glorious, the Soul Glow, everything, divaglam.com.
Let's get into stories from the cell.
Stories from the cell. Now, Stories from the Cell is brought to you by DepQuest. DepQuest is an organization where, as though, if you owe $10,000, they will bring 25% down. They'll help you. They're locked in with all type of creditors, over 1,600 creditors. They would get you. I'm talking about whatever you have debt for. I'm talking about major credit cards, department stores, personal unsecured loans, insurance policies and collections, bank loans, gas cards, finance companies, installment loans, repo, deficiency balances, business debt, business loans, business credit cards, bank overdraft fees, furniture cards, whatever it may be. Listen, they eliminate interest rates. They get you out of debt without bankruptcy. You know, have affordable payment 12 to 52 months, reduce your credit card debt by 50%, no upfront fees, no obligations. And I'm telling you, man, DepQuest is locked in with all type of people. When I say they locked in, they're locked in with over 1,600, you know what I mean, different type of credits and all that type. They're locked in. So, like, they can straighten you out. So, whatever you're going
to. So, if
you're
in debt.
I mean, all type of creditors, over 1,600 creditors they're working with, DepQuest is working with. So, if you're in debt, check DepQuest out. 1-800-736-0660. 1-800-736-0660. DepQuest.com. Get it them, and they're going
to
bless you.
So you call DepQuest. You're in debt. You got over $10,000. You call them.
It's going to go down to $5,000. You're going to pay. It's going to go to $5,000. They're not going to take no money from you until they lock in these contracts and the deals with the people that you owe the money, and they make the agreement once they do that. So if you owe like $10,000, they'll take it down to probably like, you know, because you got to still got to pay
$3,500, maybe.
No. $5,000, and then you got to pay them their fee. So they're going to take your debt down to 50%. You know what I mean? You pay them their fee. 50% of what you owe. So if you owe $10,000, you wind up owing $5,000. If you own $100,000, you wind up owing $50,000. Get with DepQuest.com, and they're going to take care of you. Once again, 1-800-736-0660.
Let's go. Stories from the cell.
Now, story for, whoa. I did a pop tracks. That was a pop.
Come on, man.
These chairs. I ain't even shout out to pop tracks. These chairs is crazy. Now, green peppers and onions. Stories from the cell. This story's from the cell. It's called Green Peppers and Onions. You know, in jail, you try to figure out hustles. Some people hustle whatever type of thing they can hustle. You know, in smut books, I was a businessman in different type of ways. You know, in jail, a lot of people become businessmen. People that never had businesses before, they start up a store, grocery store. They sell stuff out of the kitchen. Me, I was a guy, at first, one of my first hustles in jail was green peppers and onions. And what I would do is, in sugar, what I would do is, I go in there, I get with the guy, because when you work in the kitchen, you might be just a regular sweeper guy. You might be a cleanup guy. Me, I was just doing little prep work, so I went right to the green peppers and onions, chopping. You know, you got to chop potatoes. You got to prep all the food, so you might got to chop a big bag of onions to put it, so they have it for the food.
Do y'all like have gloves on?
Yeah, we got gloves on. They had like dough cutters.
You're digging your nose a lot.
Oh, come on, man.
Putting boogies all in the mashed potatoes. Listen,
it depends on what jail you at. Sometimes they have machines that you put the stuff in and it chop it. And sometimes they do prep where you slice it yourself, like dough cutters. I don't know if you're familiar with the dough cutter. It got a white handle and like a blade on it, and you just chop it. You know what I mean? Me, I was like, you know, sometimes I like the dough cutter so it could take me time. And the time that I'm taking dough cutting the potatoes, the dough cutting the stuff, I'm able to put my onions and green peppers in the side. People might come over, dudes might be like, wow, I need a 4 or 5 green peppers. So I'll be down in the kitchen, whereas though the price is a little different. If I'm selling you the green peppers down in the kitchen, that means I ain't got to get them in the block, so the price is a little cheaper. You're like, wow, I'm going to make sure you got me these. And that might be his hustle. I might be distributing Gil green peppers and onions. You know what I mean? He might be like, listen, man, I need about 20 of them a week, 20 green peppers, 20 onions. And he might have a way where as though he taking them, going to near the kitchen window with people coming down. So say you might be coming down to get your chow. He might be near the window where the trays go at, had it all wrapped up in plastic. You taking it back, and then y'all got an operation, a big-time enterprise. So I was willing to, oh, that's big time stuff. That's big shit. That's a corporation. So everybody in jail, like a person can make you a chi-chi, right? You can make a chi-chi, but if it don't got green peppers and onions, it don't really matter. Mm. That's the flavor. When that green pepper and onion is sautéing with the soup, the seasoning, the juice from your mackerel, because you know mackerels is good, it's big time in jail. That's the fish. It costs like 67 cents. I don't know how much it costs. Now it depends on what state prison you in, but the mackerels, when that mackerel juice, it's like sort of like sardines, something, but it's different. It's mackerel. That filet mackerel juice hit the dry rice and that oodles and noodles when you first prep it and you shaking it in the bag. And you got your green peppers and your onions.
And who's seasoning this for you?
No, I'm seasoning myself. Like if I'm making it, I'm seasoning it.
Okay.
I'm making my own. I was a dirty rice technician. So you put your soup seasoning in.
So who else used to make you joints?
No comments, because you're trying to say somebody seasoned my noodles.
They did.
No, that don't count. A season, you only season somebody's noodles when you make them oodles and noodles. Now, that day that you did, you made oodles and noodles and you seasoned my noodles. Nobody seasoned my noodles in jail. I don't play that. I make my own oodles and noodles. Now, if they making a chi-chi, that don't count. That's different, because that's like something different. So once you do that green pepper and onion, let me tell you something, man. It's this close. There's certain things in jail that when it comes to the food, the culinary side, is this close to being out. When that green pepper and that onion, that sometimes you don't know how your green pepper and onion will travel. Sometimes it can travel to you, you know what I mean, up under somebody's nuts or somewhere. Straight up. No, straight up. Because once you put it in the plastic, dudes, because they pat you down coming out the kitchen sometimes when you're a worker. So you don't know, you be having booth masters and all that. You don't know how
you know what that means, put it in his ass.
No.
Yeah, so you ate a green onion out of nigga's ass.
He did. That's a fact.
That's no, he didn't. He's lying.
That's a fact,
just,
bro.
You just told
I didn't
yourself.
Say me.
You did just told
I
yourself.
Me.
You
never and know what onion
you're
going to
cook.
And
all the onions from under the
at
ass.
At some point, listen, before you got to the kitchen,
no.
At some point you ate an onion or ass.
We go out and this shit now.
They lied on me.
Onions out of niggas' ass.
Yeah.
Listen, you ain't going to fuck our bread up.
Anybody that was in jail, they had certain people that they body stuff on.
Anybody was in jail, eat onions out of niggas' ass.
You might have a big funky old head that how he get his joints back. He got it all in his crouch area. He's smelling, and, you know what I mean? Ooh. And he go to pass you the joke. I didn't have them type of connection.
Yes, you did.
I brought my old stuff back.
Okay. I think you did. I agree.
Come on, man. Come
this
on,
one hey, thing listen, I agree
man.
With Gilly.
Listen, man. You want to sign out for a bit. I swear to God, right now before we tell on this stuff.
Listen, I'm going to just say this, man. You know, if you was in jail, you know that green pepper and onion? And that
with a little bit of nut juice on it, when you drop it, with a nigga pulling from under his sweaty nuts, you squeeze it all into.
That's
it.
The real. That's the real definition of seasoning niggas' noodles. Yo, niggas is different where you where you was locked up.
Talking about. Niggas said when a nigga pull that green pepper from up under the
no,
it's
I
still
ain't say
warm.
Nothing like that. I ain't say nothing
nigga
like that.
Niggas said it's still warm and he
like
dropping
this,
in that bag.
Them green peppers and onions. Them green peppers and onions in jail in that commissary. You bring, listen, it bring the commissary to life, man. The green peppers and onions.
When he bring it from under tuck and that motherfucker's still warm, like out the microwave, because you know we ain't got microwaves, so when that motherfucker come up and it's still warm, oh, man, still tender. It got that little juice on it.
I don't think they had that in Camden jail. Shout out Camden.
Oh, my God. Get the fuck out of here. Don't start this dude.
Hey, this can I tell you, don't bring up Camden no more today.
Hey, shout out to Camden. I love
hey, listen,
Camden.
Me too. And shout out to all them niggas. Porter Ricks.
Hibby.
Shaquem.
Mirafontaine.
Mirafontaine. Because I fuck with all
punch
them niggas.
The Camden kid.
I fuck with all of y'all.
Yeah.
But y'all know
Gilly
the,
Davis,
y'all know the
kid
Buzz was goddamn was a different goddamn. Bitches was falling out like Michael Jackson.
That little punk ass buzzy ass buzz.
No, no, nigga, from the motherfucker. Let me tell you something.
Now,
you know what's so crazy?
Jail.
You know what's so crazy? You can't tell me another, and I'm going to end it off like this. You can't tell me another nigga as an independent that's been buzzing for 20 years on planet Earth.
But you mean independent? You're not independent. You had
bye.
To deal with
we had this
money.
Bye. Man, I was
amazed.
It's just like that.
Right.